BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump has addressed Arab and Muslim leaders, calling on them to purge terrorism from their countries. Speaking at a summit in Saudi Arabia, Mr. Trump defined the fight against terrorism as a battle between good and evil, not between faiths or civilizations. He also singled out Iran, accusing it of fueling sectarian conflict and terror across the region, and supporting what he termed an unspeakable crime by the Assad government in Syria. South Korea's new government says the latest missile test by North Korea has dashed its hopes of forging peace with its neighbor. The medium-range missile traveled approximately 500 kilometers before landing in the Sea of Japan. The UN Security Council will discuss the issue on Tuesday. Prosecutors in Venezuela say a young man was killed during an anti-government march in the western state of Trujillo. His death brings the total number of fatalities since the current unrest began 50 days ago to 48. About 500 heavily armed Brazilian police have arrested nearly 40 people for drug trafficking offences in central Sao Paulo, where crack cocaine has been sold and consumed freely. Dozens of addicts reacted by vandalising cars and looting shops. Egypt's public prosecutor says that 48 suspected Islamic State militants have been referred to a military court in connection with three deadly church bombings in recent months. 37 of the suspects are in custody. The rest are on the run. The wife of Zambia's opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema, has appealed to the international community to help free her husband. Mutina Hichilema said his detention represented an erosion of democracy. He was charged with treason last month. And Swiss voters have backed major changes to the country's energy policy, which will see the gradual phasing out of nuclear power. Provisional referendum results show 58% voted for the switch towards renewables. BBC News.